Texas Football Today is a production of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine and TexasFootball.com. If you like the show, help us make it. Subscribe at TexasFootball.com/subscribe. As a subscriber, you'll get two magazines, including our legendary summer edition and a year of exclusive content on TexasFootball.com. Sound good to you? Go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. That's TexasFootball.com/subscribe. The Texas Football Today podcast is brought to you by VCR Now. Are you looking for an opportunity to captivate and enhance the experience of those who visit your stadium, arena, house of worship, or business? VCR Now can help you achieve that goal with the total experience. VCR Now is a technology organization that can fulfill your LED, audio, video, lighting, networking, security, and infrastructure dreams. Visit VCRnow.com to learn more. Watch Texas Football Today live every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And get involved in the conversation using the hashtag TFToday.
Yes, yes, y'all. From the Dave Campbell's Texas Football Mothership here in beautiful Lewisville, Texas, it is Texas Football Today, a program that you should probably soak in right now because it might be a minute before we do this again. My name's Greg Tepper. Yeah, we're getting canceled.
It finally happened,
folks. I mean, we knew it was coming. We knew it was going to happen. My name's Greg Tepper. I'm the managing editor of Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine, TexasFootball.com, a corresponding website. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Whether you're watching us live, TexasFootball.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all the places, or listen to us on the podcast, which you can subscribe to on the podcast vendor of your choice. Either way, thank you for doing your part. Support your local mediocre internet show. I am sitting here, sitting over there at the helm today, making us sound good. She is my Mal Pal. She is your Mal Pal. She's our Colt McCoy.
QB2. I like it.
It's Mallory Hartley.
I like that. Hey, folks. How's it going?
We should mention that you are out next week.
Yes.
And Pickle is also out next week.
Yep.
Which means this is, and
you are out next week.
I'm out for part of next week. Basically, we're not having a show until, this is the last show until I think the 19th. We're going dark for a minute.
Yeah.
You know.
I
told you guys, this is our vacation time of year.
Yeah.
Like, this is the only time we can take vacation because it's after magazine, before
7-on-7,
and before coaching school, and then before football season, basically.
Right.
So that's why it's kind of abandoned ship around here. So soak this in on this very special episode of Texas Football Today. Today is Thursday, June 8th, 2023. It is 168 days until Thanksgiving. Happy birthday to, do you have any friends who are celebrating a birthday today?
Carter. Carter's birthday is today.
Today's Carter's birthday?
Today's Carter's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Vamp for a second. Hold on.
Yeah, Tepper is now walking out the door. He just realized it's one of our...
Carter!
Come here. He just realized that it is Carter Yates' birthday. So he is yelling at Carter very rudely to come sit down. And that was very, very rude. And now to join us, it's the birthday boy, Carter Yates.
Hello.
Dude, did you, it's your birthday and you weren't going to tell us?
You just were in here when everybody was talking about it.
I was here. I've been here.
No,
I got
you
here
were,
before you were.
You were here in the studio. You were in the studio talking on the phone or something.
Normally we have the staff meeting where they run through birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't here for
we didn't
that.
Have a...
We didn't have a staff,
we didn't even have a staff meeting, yeah.
And then, I don't know, it's always awkward to be like, hey, it's my birthday.
Hey, guys, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
You should have worn your birthday. It's my birthday t-shirt.
I brought in the donuts, though. So
oh, that's what those are?
Yeah.
No. Ish came in the studio, and he was, like, eating a donut, and he was like... He goes, who brought the donuts? And I was like, Carter, it's his birthday. And he goes... Oh, I was like,
I just grabbed one. I was like, cool, donuts. Awesome.
Who do you think brought them?
Thank you.
How old are you?
23.
Oh, God. You're a baby. You're a tiny infant.
Yeah.
Tiny infant, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, happy birthday. Does this mean you're a Cancer as well? Because
I'm a Gemini.
You're a Gemini. There's a cutoff there and stuff like that. Yeah, because I think, actually, yeah, my brother's before me, and he's a Gemini too. Awesome. What are you doing for your birthday?
Just going to get some dinner and keep... I'm always a kind of a low-key birthday guy, to be honest. It was always because, like, in school, like, it's always at the very start of the summer. So it's kind of, it was always like,
yeah,
end of school party. Oh, and by the way, mm-hmm. it's Carter's birthday.
So, oh, yeah.
No. Well, and then once you get into, like, past probably, I don't know, 18, it's like, what's next? Or I guess past 21, it's like, what's kind of next? You know, there's not really a big birthday until, I guess, 25.
Yeah, because my birthday is coming. Yeah, because then you rent a car. My birthday yeah. is coming up here in a couple weeks. And I'm like, big same of like, I never celebrated a birthday at school, right? Mm-hmm. I bet you had a bunch of pool parties growing
yep.
up. Yep, absolutely. Just all like the birthdays lined up for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more, the past few years I've like smoked a brisket or something and had my friends come over and hang out.
Oh, wow.
Fancy. Like I'm going to smoke a brisket.
Bougie
hang part. Out by bougie. Yeah. Bougie. That's
bougie
the word.
Birthday.
Yeah, I'm more of like, I love hanging out with everyone, but I don't like it when it's like, I'm the center of the attention, you know? It's like, hey, yeah. it's my birthday, so let's all just hang out, but, like, let's not do anything, like, no singing happy birthday
yeah.
and stuff like that.
That's a very
like,
journalist way out. To feel.
It is
yeah.
a
It's like, I want to tell
is.
The story. I don't want to be the story.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I get that. Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for the donuts. I had one. It was great. Okay, well, happy birthday. I'm going to write this down because I think I have every one of the – I guess that's true. You're the newest member of the staff, and so I don't have your birthday written down. So yep. that's why it snuck up on me and why I had to angrily bring you in. So
yeah, he was like because we always do the today's whoever's birthday, yeah. and he was like, do you have any friends? Like they're, and I was like, well, it's Carter's birthday. He's like, what? Carter's birthday? I was like, yeah,
and
correct.
And I stormed out.
And
I
he
told
stormed
her to
out.
For a
yeah,
second.
And then I had to vamp.
Anyway,
for a second.
Happy birthday, Carter.
Thank you.
You can leave now if you want, or you all can right. hang and go to the show.
Well, I'm happy I was able to, you know,
he's like,
provide
nah,
the birthday.
Bye.
I was happy to provide the birthday segment. So.
Thank you. Thank you for your courage,
appreciate
Carter.
That. Yeah.
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out.
It's episode 1606. Carter's going to walk behind me. On today's show, folks, Matt Stepp caught up with the head coach of the Plainview Bulldogs, Coach Jonathan Haddock. We'll hear from him in just a minute. In the back half of the show, it's Helpful Honda Mailbag Friday.
Thursday.
We will be answering your questions about high school football, college football, recruiting, lifestyle, romance, travel. Get them in on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We'll get to as many as we can coming up here at the back half of the program. Do we first four through the door?
We sure do. I have to scroll up here. Nick Morton, Aaron Arbuckle, Andrew Christensen, and Tony Blaylock. Welcome in, fellas.
A chaotic start to the show.
Very, very chaotic.
Get those questions in on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We'll answer as many as we can coming up here at the back half of the program. But first, Matt Stepp has been a man about town all
sure
around
has.
The state, catching up with coaches at state 7-on-7 qualifiers. We're going to be out tomorrow in Grapevine, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to the Grape. All of us.
All
every
of us.
Every editorial
rolling deep.
Person that is here.
Yeah, why? It's football.
Is, yeah.
Why not? So we're heading out to Grapevine for the Grapevine SQT tomorrow to get more content. But Matt Stepp has been a content machine. Caught up with the head coach of the Plainview Bulldogs, who have some high hopes heading into 2023, Coach Jonathan Haddock. Here's Matt Stepp's conversation with Plainview head coach Jonathan Haddock here on Texas Football Today.
Matt Stepp, Dave Campbell's Texas Football back here at the Abilene 7-on-7 State Qualifier Tournament here with the head coach of the Plainview Bulldogs, Coach Jonathan Haddock. Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us before your kiddos get started this morning.
I appreciate it, Matt. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And first off, we're out here to 7-on-7 Qualifier. I think this is y'all's second one of the summer.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you're watching your kids play 7-on-7 and competing, we know it's not real football. You know, we know it's the rules are different, and the big boys who we all love aren't out here. So, but when you're watching your skill kids get after it, what do you want to see from your guys, and what are you looking for?
Well, first, our big guys, they actually have qualified for the lineman challenge at Hardin-Simmons, so they've done a good job this year as well. But as far as for our skill kids, we're just looking to come out here, fly around, play some football, have fun, and just compete. Just keep competing and growing together as a team.
And, you know, for you guys especially, you know, a lot of what you do in 7-on-7 translates to Friday nights. You know, you guys aren't running a 7-on-7 offense. You guys are running your schemes. And I feel like, you know, do you feel like those reps, additional reps, even if it's mental reps, that's helping your kids get ready for the season?
Sure, yeah. We try to just stick with our playbook and let them go out there and just continue to rep the things we've been doing with spring and everything else. And so I think it's beneficial. It's just beneficial to get out in front of some guys that we don't – it's not just kids from Plainview. It's other people as well.
All right. Now, looking at your ball club in 2023, you guys are knocking on the door, trying to get in that playoff mix in your district. Looking ahead to 2023, what do you feel like the personality of the Bulldogs football team is going to be? And if you guys want to get into the playoffs, what are the things you guys need to be successful at to get into the postseason?
we'll just continue to build on what we've been doing the past 3 years and just continue to build that mental toughness, strength. We've got five starting offensive linemen back. They're all seniors. They're all big and strong, so we expect them to make a big push for us up front. Got our quarterback back. He'll be a sophomore, Seth Mabry. He's going to get a lot of reps today, and so seeing him grow is going to be huge. And then defensively, we'll return eight guys, so we think that'll be a good, strong point for us as well. But looking really excited for those big five offensive linemen to finish up their careers.
I was going to say, that's a nice luxury to have five offensive linemen back. That's got to make you feel good as a coach, because now at this point, you can try to build some depth behind those guys. I've had many coaches tell me you can never have too many linemen and too many guys in the trenches. So now with your five starters back, those young guys coming up from the JV, you don't have to throw them right to the wolves, right? They can kind of grow and kind of work in the rotation and kind of adjust to varsity football, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're those five guys are all seniors, and so we've got to build some depth behind them for the years to come. But it is going to be their team. It's going to be them to take us where we need to go and where we're going to go. And excited to finally get that depth going as well. Guys in the weight room throwing up really big weights is very exciting for us after being here for the past few years.
Looking at your district, I was talking to Coach Martin earlier. You know, the travel obviously is a challenge. It's not a, you know, but I mean, you're in West Texas. That's kind of part of the deal, I know. But looking at your district from a competitive standpoint, I feel like top to bottom, it's gotten more competitive over the past couple of years. And it feels like, you know, to get into the playoffs, you guys are going to have to win some tough ball games, right?
Well, we have a really good district. You know, obviously, Ryder's been good for a very long time. Abilene Wiley has come on strong. Abilene Cooper's been a good team as well for many years. And, you know, as far as the travel goes, we're fine traveling. You know, that doesn't bother us one bit. We're used to it. I think to get into the playoffs, though, we've just got to go out and be us and continue to take the fight to the teams that we're playing against. And, you know, we know it's going to be a tough district, and that's what we want to be. We want to play the best, and we feel like we got a lot of the best teams in our district when you look at it. Top to bottom in the playoffs the past few years.
All right, let's get a couple of fun questions. First, I want to get a little background on you. Tell us where your first coaching job was, what your title was, and what were your second or even third sports?
Yeah, I actually started just north of Plainview in Tulia, Texas. Okay. And I was there. I was the quarterback coach, and I was the seventh grade offensive coordinator. Okay. So there you go.
You were dialing them up, weren't you?
Yeah, dialing it up. Real crazy there. A lot of crazy stuff.
Were you calling a lot of trick plays with the seventh graders?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Got to get them fired up a little bit. Yeah. So, and then I coached junior high basketball and coached track. So, so not too far away from Plainview, but yeah.
What was your style as a basketball coach when you coached basketball? Were you a running gun guy? Do you want to get up and down and get a lot of points? Were you trying to get 100 points?
Yeah, we were just trying to inbound the ball as much as if we could. So I coached the seventh grade B team and eighth grade B team my first year, and we're just trying to get the ball across half court.
Just get five guys in the court.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. Final question for you. You know, now Sherwood Memorial State in there in Plainview hosts a lot of playoff games. If I ever come to Plainview for a Bulldogs game or a playoff game, where does Dave Campbell's crew need to eat at?
Ooh, well, you know. Can't go wrong with layouts. Okay. Definitely can't go wrong with the owls. That's always a staple. But if you're in for some barbecue, Weekends barbecue right behind Walmart. That's a spot right there.
Okay. What's your go-to order at Weekends? What's the Coach Haddock special?
A little brisket and a little sausage.
Okay. Yep. All right. Are you a big size guy at the barbecue, or do you want to bring the meat out?
No, just bring me the barbecue.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Coach, enjoy watching your kids compete today in the 7-on-7 tournament. Appreciate what you do for student athletes in the state of Texas, and good luck in 2023.
Hey, we appreciate what you do, Matt. Thank you.
There he is, Jonathan Haddock, head coach of the Plainview Bulldogs, caught up with Matt Stepp out there at 7-on-7. We are continuing to cover 7-on-7 like nobody else. TexasFootball.com is where you can find complete coverage of 7-on-7 on the road to Bryan College Station. The road to what's called Veterans Memorial Park? I think it's just Veterans Park.
Veterans Memorial Park? I think you're right. Veterans Memorial Park.
Sounds right. Yeah. Anyway, we'll be down there. In fact, 2 weeks from today we'll be there.
That's correct.
2 weeks from right now, I want to say games are going to be going.
We'll be
on.
Watching. Oh yeah, we'll be watching games 2 weeks from now. It's coming.
Get
quick.
Excited! TexasFootball.com is where you can find complete coverage. We're Texas Football Today. We're here every weekday at noon on TexasFootball.com, talking football in the Lone Star State. You can follow us on Twitter at DCTF, like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Dave Campbell's. Follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/Dave Campbell's, and of course, see us at TexasFootball.com. TexasFootball.com is where you can find complete coverage of high school football, college football, and recruiting all across the Lone Star State. Hope you'll consider becoming a Dave Campbell's Texas Football subscriber at TexasFootball.com/subscribe. If you're looking to get the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Texas Football mailed to you before it hits newsstands, go to TexasFootball.com/subscribe. I can tell you, if you are, how do I put this? I believe that if you subscribe today or tomorrow, then you are guaranteed to get it before it hits newsstands.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you subscribe Monday, I can no longer guarantee
that's
it.
Like the cutoff.
I think. It's not like I'm the managing editor or anything.
Correct.
I should know these things. Anyway.
You can also do it this weekend.
But yeah, we this week.
Monday is.
Yeah, I think Monday is the cutoff. We send one more list to the printer. So, texasfootball.com/subscribe. You also get a year's worth of exclusive online content at texasfootball.com and a year of Dave Campbell's Texan Live, our streaming platform. So, you can watch live high school football games throughout the entire season, plus basketball, football, basketball, baseball. What else?
Volleyball, softball,
water polo.
Water polo, soccer. Man, you can watch pretty much anything.
You
can
watch pretty much anything.
Pretty much anything.
Take it from the associate producer of Dave Campbell's Texan Live.
Yes.
Mallory Hartley. TexasFootball.com/subscribe. Makes great gifts as well. Father's Day is a week from
Sunday.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't screw this up. Speaking as a dad.
You know what he wants.
Don't screw this up. What he wants is a subscription to Dave Campbell's Texas Football and to be left alone.
Take it from fellow
That's
dad
it.
Right there.
Okay. That's the list. That's what he wants. TexasFootball.com/subscribe. Now, a word from our friends with these goods and services.
Born and bred in Texas hits a little different, as it should. Texans love doing business with fellow Texans. VCR Now takes its Texas roots as seriously as its many partnerships with schools and universities around the state. It's also why we're so proud to promote our brand in the pages of the Texas Bible, Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and on the airwaves of Texas Football Today. Driven by producing quality broadcast video, state-of-the-art audio, and LED video scoreboards at affordable prices, VCR Now makes sure to listen to your needs in its athletic department before recommending the next best steps. Building great products is our business, and it's our focus on building meaningful long-term partnerships with our clients that sets us apart. From our 24/7, 365-day help desk, the training lab in our hometown of Red Oak, or our sports marketing business plan that puts money back in the hands of our athletic departments we support, VCR Now is built to last. Reach out to us today at info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW. Again, that's info@vcrnow.com or by calling 855-GO-VCR-NOW.
Mallory, that's your name, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It's time for Helpful Honda Mailbag Friday.
The North Texas Honda dealers want to help you score some great deals on award-winning Hondas. Stop by your Helpful Honda dealer today or visit ntxhondadealers.com to learn.
Thank you, Honda.
We love you.
If you got questions about high school football, college football, recruiting, lifestyle, romance, travel, anything you got, let us know in the comments, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We'll go up until about 12:30. That's 10 minutes now, according to my watch. Mm-hmm. We got about 10 minutes worth of questions. Mallory, does anybody have any questions? Oh, I should also say, speaking of goods and services, because I was seeing your shirt.
Yes.
Our friends at Homefield Apparel.
Oh my gosh.
Use the promo code DCTF. Is that right? DCTF?
Yes. And I want to pull up the
read.
Mean green. No, the oh, mean yeah. green one too. I'll find that in a second. But yeah, you can, if you listen to the Green Room podcast, they have their own promo code as well. Cause yeah. they are part of the RWF
yeah,
network.
But I don't
now.
Want that. I want them to have, I want them to use our promo code, which is DCTF. So go to Homefield okay. Apparel, use the promo code DCTF. You'll get 20% off your first order, and I believe you'll get 15% off a returning order. Like we're yeah, or 15 or rather 15% off first time. Go to
yes, first
go to
time.
homefieldapparel.com. Your first order 15% off. Use the promo code DCTF. And yeah, get some good stuff because the North Texas stuff just dropped, and you were showing it to me, and it is
it's fire.
I might have to. Might have to not feed my kids mm-hmm. and just get all some North Texas stuff anyway from Homefield Apparel. Homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code DCTF. Okay. Enough goods and services. Let's get some questions.
Let's start off with, what are some non-district games that will be great to see?
Yeah. So I have not quite dug into the schedules quite yet. I will tell you that. But I know that there are one of the things that I think is very positive about recent years is that we have I think teams are getting more and more excited about and willing to schedule tough non-district games. Mm-hmm. I think people have seen that it prepares you down the road and stuff like that. So there are a couple, and I'll start with week one. Okay. Week one, there's a few that immediately are coming to mind. Did you know that DeSoto opens against Allen?
No. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Holy
so there's
crap.
One that like right out of the gates, you're like right out of the chutes, you're like, okay, we're going to get a good feel for both teams. Because yeah. I have more questions about Allen than I have about DeSoto, but I do have questions about both.
Yeah.
Right. And so that to me is going to be a week one, a banger, as the kids would as the kids might say.
I always appreciate, I don't know if they're playing this year, but I always appreciate the Denton Guy or Denton Ryan matchup early in non-district play.
Yeah. So Denton Ryan has the return trip with New Braunfels in week one. Remember? Because New Braunfels, you remember, we were out, and actually, ooh, is that right? Do Timpson and Beckville open up against one another?
Oh, I hope so.
We were there last year.
Right?
We were in Beckville for that. Timpson and Beckville. That is, it's Beckville at Timpson this year. So there's one.
Nice.
The other thing for me is, you mentioned if we were at Timpson and Beckville when New Braunfels beat Denton Ryan, and that was the first kind of red flag Ryan going into 2023 or 2022 rather. So that's a game that I'm going to be watching very closely. Alito plays Parish Episcopal to start the year in week one. Mm-hmm. That's one that I'm going to be keeping very, very close eye on.
Step said Longview versus McKinney, season opener on Thursday night.
Longview-McKinney is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would circle... So I believe this is part of the Tom Landry Classic, I think, but College Station is going to play Lovejoy in week one.
That's a banger.
Which is... I'm quite excited about.
Yeah.
You can sign me up for that. I'm kind of scrolling through schedules real quick. Ones that just immediately... jump. Okay, here's one a little bit off the beaten path. Actually, Gilmer and Chapel Hill open against one another. That'll be fun. And then down in Southeast Texas, two teams that I'm really interested in heading into 2023. Nederland hosts West Orange Stark. Second year for Coach Hiawatha Hickman. They're at West Orange Stark. Mm-hmm. I think he has pretty high hopes for this team. Nederland's a 5A team. They're punching up. That's a game that I'm going to be keeping very, very tight eyes on. Oh, and how about this? How about Brock and Pleasant Grove at Roy City?
That rocks.
So, there you go. Those are just some week one games. I have not, to be honest, that is just like off the top. I have not done my week one deep dive quite yet. That'll probably happen... probably in a couple weeks. I've got some time. I got to get past 7-on-7 and then I can start thinking about week one. But,
and coaching school.
But then once we get to there, then I'm going to start taking a real look at non-district and see if we can come up with some a real roadmap for you.
I like it.
There you go. What's next?
Which defending state champion could UC have a really early exit from the playoffs or even miss the playoffs this year?
Defending state champs. Okay. Let me think through these. Okay.
Early exit or miss the playoffs. Completely.
Yeah, so I don't know if anybody are going to miss the playoffs. That seems a little
early
hasty.
Exit is probably the better question.
Hawley has a lot to replace.
Mm-hmm.
Hawley was very senior heavy last year, so I'm interested to see how well they can replace their guys, because they bring back only 9 starters from last year's team.
Oh, wow.
I think they're going to be fine. I think, but if you're making me pick one, it would be them. Benjamin is fascinating in 1A Division 2.
Mm-hmm.
They're fascinating. And you can read my 1A preview in the 2023 summer edition of Dave Campbell's Text Football. I talk at length about this. But Benjamin brings back... Benjamin brings back exactly 2 starters on each side of the ball. 2 starters.
That's nuts.
That's not good.
Uh-uh.
But one of them...
is a superstar.
Is Grayson Rigdon.
Yeah.
Like, the undisputed best player in 6-man football. And so, like, we talk so much about, in 6-man football, how having one guy, having that guy, can be enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is almost like a test case for that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Of, like, how much... does one guy matter? Because they have a lot of holes to fill elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Really interested in them. And also, I think 1A Division 2 is going to be up this year. I think Jayton, Whit-Harrell, Balmoray, Oglesby, Lorraine, Cherokee, I think they're all going to be really good. And so
and that's just a couple to name a few. So I'm very interested to see kind of this laboratory case of what if you take a relatively new team and then drop the best player in the league
right,
in it.
Right.
It's really interesting. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I'd make a baseball reference, but I don't think people care about that. So it's like Mike Trout. Anyway, what's next, Mallory?
Let's go with what deep cut games do you think will be interesting in 2023? We can go college football or maybe high school football.
I think I'll give you one of each.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a college football one too.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
I think maybe Baylor and Texas State week one.
Okay.
I don't think that's on a lot of people's radar.
Uh-huh.
But I think that it could be...
I agree with
it. It could be potential upset. Watch. I don't know. I'm super, super interested on this new look Texas State team. I think they're coming at a good time. They might look... I think Baylor might overlook them. I don't know. I don't want to make any speculation here, but I think it could have potential upset written all over it.
All right. So it's deep cut, right?
That's what deep cut. Yeah, like maybe not on many people's radar. Like if you first look at, oh, Baylor, Texas State, oh, that's an easy, like, you know.
Right.
Okay. That's an easy overlooked game.
Okay. I'll give you a college one. Again, to reference Split Zone 2 for the second time on this podcast, they're fond of saying the Anxiety Bowl. November 4th, Houston's at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is, I don't know, I'm not making any bold predictions, okay? I'm not making any broad takes here. There is a non-zero chance the loser of that game fires their coach.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think Baylor wants to fire Dave Aranda.
I was going
to
say, yeah. Aranda's not as much Houston, on the hot seat.
Houston could have fired Dana Holgorsen. I don't know if they have the money to fire him. But depending on how the season goes, because for Baylor, let's say you mentioned the Texas State game. Let's just say they beat Texas State, but then they play Utah. Probably not going to win that, mm-hmm. right? They're going to be underdogs in that one. Mm-hmm. Then they play whoever LIU is, the Sharks. LIU. Never heard of them. Then they play Texas.
No, Liberty's the Flames.
Who's LIU? LIU Sharks. LIU is... They just keep saying LIU. What's LIU stand for, guys?
If you know in the comments, let us know.
They just keep saying Long Island University.
Oh, so they're Sharks. Playing Long okay, Island University. I like it. Nice.
Okay. So they're playing that. So 2-1. Texas at UCF. You'd lose to UCF... And you're starting to have some thoughts about where we stack up in the Big 12,
uh-huh.
if you're Baylor.
Right.
Then you're playing Texas Tech. You want to talk about potentially different trajectories, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tech on the rise. Open date at Cincinnati. Another game where do we stack up in the new look Big 12?
Right. Cincinnati's got a new coach, too, so we don't know what they look like.
Then you're home for Iowa State, and then you play Houston at home. And if Baylor were to lose that game mm-hmm. to Houston at home and drop to the beard of the ninth game, if they're to drop to, I guess that would be, say 4-5 or 3-6,
mm-hmm.
right? Suddenly there's that. On the flip side for Houston, as they're going into the Big 12, if they were to stumble into that game, That might be curtains for Dana Holgorsen. I think November 4th, again, either of these teams could blow up and win the Big 12 because I think the Big 12 is relatively wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But I've scouted out. I'm like, there's a potential Anxiety Bowl on November 4th between Houston and Baylor. That's one game. As far as a high school game that I think is flying under people's radar, I don't know what date it is, but... I'm very interested. Let me see if I can find a date real quick. District 14, 3A Division 2, which is about as deep cut as you can get.
Yeah.
District 14, 3A
Seriously.
Division 2. Okay? You are going to have Bowling and East Bernard playing one another. Okay? Right now, sports gun to my head, I think Tide Haven's the best team in that district. But
This is your, and they play, when is this? Oh, it is going to be October 20th. It is at East Bernard, bowling at East Bernard. This is certainly a seeding game, second or third. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's for a district championship if Tidehaven doesn't play to their paper. That's a game that I think is going to fly under people's radar, maybe because it's not the number one team in the district, right? Maybe it's not Tidehaven, but you want to talk about two real quality teams that I think in a relatively wide open Region 4 could make a run, because last year the winner of Region 4 was Poth, right? Mm-hmm. Poth, I think, is going to be I'm interested to see how they replace Zane Robbie and some of the important pieces that they had last year. I think Tidehaven within their own district is going to be tough. Region 4 feels wide open. And so if you're talking about a game that flies under people's radar, I think East Bernard and Bowling has an opportunity to be one of those under the radar important games that is going to shape what Region 4 of 3A Division 2 looks like. Let's do two more.
Two more. Okay.
Oh, do you have four more? Three more?
No, I don't. Okay. I just had...
Do you have one more? Two more?
Let's do one more.
One more. Got it. We'll do an ender.
Yeah, this is a good ender. Very simple. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm a Rocky Road guy.
Okay. Baskin-Robbins?
Bluebell? Bluebell. I'm a Bluebell Rocky Road guy. I think they've got excellent Rocky Road. To me, Ben and Jerry's is always just trying to chase new versions of Rocky Road. Like, everything they do is just a different version of Rocky Road. And so what I would like them, what I am interested in is straight up, normal, plain Bluebell Rocky Road.
Okay.
Chocolate ice cream, put the nuts in it.
I like it.
That does for me.
No Dr. Pepper ice cream.
So we did try it. Did you guys review this? Did you guys ever do the review?
Yes, we did. Pickle and I did last week.
All right.
I liked it.
Here's my opinion.
Oh, that was good.
It's good. It's good. I'm probably never buying it again.
Yeah.
It's just I enjoyed having a little bit of it. It did. What's so interesting, the most interesting thing about it is that because your brain is wired in a certain way, it almost tastes carbonated.
It does.
Because
you're right.
Because
it does.
Because you've never, like, because it does taste like Dr. Pepper. This is a compliment. It does taste so much like Dr. Pepper that your brain is like, oh, this must be carbonated. Right? And it's not, of course, it's ice cream. But it tastes carbonated, like your brain.
Yeah, right.
It kind of short circuits your brain. It's good.
Yeah.
I would recommend trying it once. I probably won't seek it out again. That's kind of where I'm at on it.
Yeah. I want to do like a Dr. Pepper float with it.
I would rather
that
just
would
have
really
yeah, exactly.
Good.
My thought is I'd rather just have a Dr. Pepper float.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
But in any case. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookie dough. It's always been, well, it used to be mint chocolate chip, and then I tried cookie dough.
I don't like mint. I don't want
you don't like mint?
I don't want mint.
Mint chocolate
cream.
Chip's pretty good. That was my favorite when I was younger, but now it's cookie dough because I love cookie
Maybe
dough.
I've asked you this question. Were you and your folks, were you guys big road trip people when you were growing up? Like, would you drive to vacation?
More of my grandparents took us on more road trips than my parents did.
Did, when you would stop to get gas, I presume the grandparents would say, like, you can go in the gas station, you can pick one thing. Mm-hmm. Did you have a go-to?
I always got a Dr. Pepper.
Shout out.
And then I kind of, just depending, maybe sometimes candy, sometimes chips or something, but I guess my go-to, Dr. Pepper, always.
Mine was Three Musketeers.
Oh, good one.
Three Musketeers, because it was the biggest candy bar.
I like it.
I'm a value shopper.
I like that. More bang for your buck.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Remember, we are off for the next week or so.
Yeah.
We'll be back on June 19th because we are all trying to get a little bit of vacation in. It's going to do it for us. Thanks for spending a little bit of your day with us. Follow us on Twitter at DCTF. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DaveCampbells. Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/DaveCampbells. And, of course, see us at texasfootball.com. Thanks again to Plainview head coach Jonathan Haddock for being our guest. For Mallory Hartley, I'm Greg Tupper. Vince Young, please come get your Player of the Year trophy. We'll see you when we see you
Monday.
On Texas Football Today.